Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Tirmas Sechus Chulin Dav Beis. First, Perikol Kol Shochetin. I want to welcome all the new members who are joining us here in Zichru and wish everyone continued Hatzlach as we now begin the 31st Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. The Zichru Masechta Schulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the first Mishnah states, Kol Shochetin, everyone may shecht u'shchitas and kashera, and their shchita is valid, except for a cher shota and a katan, shem yikalku u'shchitasan, lest they ruin their shchita with one of the invalidating errors, for example, shehiya, pausing. But if any of them shechted and others were watching them, the shchita is valid. The Gemara objects, the opening phrase, Kol Shochetin, implies that all may shecht, even l'chadchila, in the first place. But the next phrase, shchitas and kasher, implies it's only valid b'di'evit after the fact, but they may not shecht l'chadchila. The Gemara proceeds to discuss at length whether the expression hakol always implies to permit l'chadchila, and eventually concludes that it's used both ways. Rav Ashi clarifies the difficulty with the Mishnah. Since it says shchitas and kashera, the first phrase, hakol shochetin, must mean they may shecht even l'chadchila, because two statements that the shchita is valid are not necessary. Since the first phrase means they may shecht l'chadchila, it contradicts the second phrase. Amraim will offer six interpretations of the Mishnah to answer the question. Point number two, in a discussion of the implication of the expression hakol, a Mishnah is quoted, hakol ma'arichim v'ne'arachin, all can erich value, a specific value fixed by age, or can be the subject of another erech's vow. Nodim nidarim can vow to donate someone's value, or be the subject of another's vow to donate his value. Such a neder should not be made, as the pasuk says, v'kisechta lindor lo yibachachet. If you refrain from vowing, there'll be no sin in you. Another pasuk says, tovash lo sidor mishintidor v'letishalim. Better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. Remer says, Tov mizeh umizeh she'enu noidor kol ikur. Better than vowing and not paying, and vowing and paying, is one who does not vow at all. Rav Yudah says, Tov mizeh umizeh noidor mishalim. Better than both this one and that one is one who vows and pays. Even Rav Yudah, who considers one who vows and pays meritorious, only says so for one who said harizo. This is hereby hektish, where he's not responsible if the item is lost. However, saying, Hari Allah, it's hereby upon me, which includes erech vows, is not commendable, since he remains responsible even if the item is lost. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Ula explains the first phrase of the Mishnah. Hakol shochetin va'afil tamei b'chulin. All may shecht l'chadchila, even someone tamei may shecht chulin animals. This seems obvious, and the Gemara explains we're discussing chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh, chulin which was prepared with the standards of tahara required for kachim, meaning one accepted to eat all his chulin according to the strict standards required for kachim, and this Tana holds chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh is kakodesh, treated like kachim and must be kept tahor. Nonetheless, a tamei is permitted to shecht such chulin provided he uses a long knife to avoid touching the meat after shechita when it becomes susceptible to tumah. He explains the next phrase in the Mishnah, and the shechita is valid, b'di'evit, a tamei person may not shecht kodshim even with a long knife, shem yiga b'basar, lest he touch the meat and make a tamei, which is biblically prohibited. Still, if he did shecht kodshim and says, barli shel nagati, I'm certain I didn't touch it, the shechita is valid. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The first Mishnah states, Hakol shochetin, everyone may shecht u'shchitas and kashera, and their shchita is valid, except for a cher shota and katan, shem yikalku u'shchitasan, lest they ruin their shchita with one of the invalidating errors, for example, shiya, pausing. V'chulin sheshachetu v'acherim roinosan, but if any of them shechted and others were watching them, the shchita is valid. The Gemara objects, the opening phrase, Hakol shochetin, implies that all may shecht, even l'chadchila, in the first place. But the next phrase, shchitas and kasher, implies it's only valid b'di'evit after the fact, but they may not shecht l'chadchila. The Gemara proceeds to discuss at length whether the expression hakol always implies to permit l'chadchila, and eventually concludes that it's used both ways. Rav Ashi clarifies the difficulty with the Mishnah. Since it says shchitas and kashera, the first phrase, hakol shochetin, must mean they may shecht even l'chadchila, because two statements that the shchita is valid are not necessary. Since the first phrase means they may shecht l'chadchila, it contradicts the second phrase. Amraim will offer six interpretations of the Mishnah to answer the question. Point number two, in a discussion of the implication of the expression hakol, a Mishnah is quoted, hakol ma'arichim v'ne'arachin, all can erech value, a specific value fixed by age, or can be the subject of another erech's vow. Nodim nidarim can vow to donate someone's value, or be the subject of another's vow to donate his value. Such a neder should not be made, as the pasuk says, v'kisechta lindor lo yibachachet. If you refrain from vowing, there'll be no sin in you. Another pasuk says, "Tov shelo sidro mishintido bo tishalim." Better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. Remer says, "Tov mizeh mizeh she'enu noido kol iker." Better than vowing and not paying, and vowing and paying is one who does not vow at all. Rav Yehuda says, "Tov mizeh mizeh noidir mishalim." Better than both this one and that one is one who vows and pays. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who considers one who vows and pays meritorious, only says so for one who said harizo. This is hereby hektish, where he's not responsible if the item is lost. However, saying hari alai, it's hereby upon me, which includes erek vows, is not commendable, since he remains responsible even if the item is lost. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Ula explains the first phrase of the Mishnah. Hako shochetin va'afil tami b'chulin. All may shecht l'chadchila, even someone tame may shecht chulin animals. This seems obvious, and the Gemara explains we're discussing chun shenasu al taras hakodesh, chun which was prepared with the standards of tahara required for kachim, meaning one accepted to eat all his chun according to the strict standards required for kachim. And this Tana holds chun shenasu al taras hakodesh is kakodesh, treat it like kachim and must be kept tahor. Nonetheless, a tame is permitted to shecht such chun provided he uses a long knife to avoid touching the meat after shechita when it becomes susceptible to tumah. He explains the next phrase in the Mishnah, and the shechita is valid, b'dievet, a tamei person may not shecht kodshim even with a long knife, shem yiga b'basar, lest he touch the meat and make a tamei, which is biblically prohibited. Still, if he did shecht kodshim and says, barli shel nagati, I'm certain I didn't touch it, the shechita is valid. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Beis, and our standard Siman is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Hako Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted l'chadchila, while a guard held a sign reminding them that making nadarim was not l'chadchila, a tamei was welcome to shecht even chun shenasu al taras hakodesh l'chadchila, after Kohen told him that his shechita of kachim was only b'dievet. Once again, slow motion. At the Hako Shochetin Chulin house, that must be Siman Dav Bias. At the Hakot Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shecht l'chadchila, which reminds us, the first Mishnah states, Hakot Shochetin, everyone may shecht u'shechitas and kashera, and the shechita is valid. The Gemara addresses the seeming contradiction that Hakot Shochetin implies even l'chadchila, whereas u'shechitas and kashera implies only b'dievet. Amoraim will offer six interpretations of the Mishnah to answer this question. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted l'chadchila, while guard held a sign reminding them making nadarim was not l'chadchila, which reminds us, we learned that vowing erechin and nadarim is not l'chadchila. The pasuk says, "Kisechta lindor l'yeh b'chochet." If you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin in you. And another pasuk says, "Tov shelo sidor mishintido bo tishalim." Better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. So at the Hako Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted l'chadchila, while guard held a sign reminding them making nadarim was not l'chadchila, a tamei was welcome to shecht even chun shenasu al taras hakodesh l'chadchila, after Kohen told him that his shechita of kachim was only b'dieved, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Ula explains that the phrase Hako Shochetin is coming to teach a tamei may shecht chun l'chadchila even shenasu al taras hakodesh, whereas the phrase u'shechitas and kasher teaches that a tamei shechita of kachim is only valid b'dieved. So once again, at the Hakol Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted l'chadchila, while guard held a sign reminding them that making nadarim was not l'chadchila, a tamei was welcome to shecht even chun shenasu al taras hakodesh l'chadchila, after a Kohen told him that a shechita of kachim was only b'dieved. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf Kuv Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuv Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man in the couscous restaurant. Couscous? That must be on Daf Kuv Zayin. The man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lug bottle of wine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who pledges to bring an offering of wine must bring at least three lugim, which is the smallest amount of Nesachim accompanying a carbon. If one pledges an offering of oil, the Tanakhama says he must bring at least one lug, but Rebbe requires three lugim. The Rabban hold dun mina u'mina, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Since the principle of donating a shemen offering is derived from menachos, we also derive that just as a mincha requires a single log, a shemen offering also requires one log. Rebbe holds dun mina v'oki basra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his Nesachim salad with a three-lugim bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his Ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one specified to bring an Ola from Bakar, but did not recall which type, he must bring both possibilities, a parva egel, a bull, and male calf. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his nesachim salad with a three-lugging bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, that he didn't leave any tip in any of the six boxes for nedavos, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Shisha Nedava. There are six collection boxes in the base of Migdash for donated offerings. Numerous explanations are given why there are six boxes. Chizkiah says they were there for the six Bate Avos, paternal houses of Kohanim divided by the days of the week, which the sages instituted, Sheyashom Zeim Zeh, so there would be peace between one and the other. Since the skins of a Karbanos brought from those boxes were given to the Kohanim on that day's base of, one base of may receive more skins than another, leading to disputes. Therefore, separate boxes were made for each base of. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Siman Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on Kach. So here goes. The mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, which reminds us, Gemara discusses what is done with Moser Asiris Eifosh Kohen Gadol, meaning the money that was designated for the Chavitim, but the far decrease in price, leaving excess funds. So, the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a Balmum and used it to buy two, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one said, this cow is an Ola and it developed a Mum, then Imratza Yavi Badam of Shnaim, if he wants, he may bring two with its redemption money. So the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a Balmum and used it to buy two, were told that it's time to behave and they should donate one of their animals to Hekdesh, which would mean their largest one, because by Nyafe, Makdish, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, one of my lambs shall be Hekdesh as a carbon, then if he had two animals, the larger one is Hekdesh. As the Gemara explains, Makdish by Nyafe Makdish, one who is Makdish does so generously, and we assume he intended to be Makdish, the better carbon. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit. Hatzalah member, kit? That must be on Daf Kuf Tes. Hatzalah kit. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola, Embez Chonyo, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who vows to bring a carbon must bring it in the base of Migdash, and if he offered it in Embez Chonyo, the temple of Chonyo in Alexandria, he's not Yotzi. However, if he said, Hari Alai Ola Shakri Venuba Embez Chonyo, it's upon me to bring an ola to offer it in the temple of Chonyo, he still must offer it in the base of Migdash, but if he offered in Embez Chonyo, he is Yotzi. Rabbi Shimon says, Einzo Ola, this animal is not an ola at all, because the vow was illegitimate. So the Hatzalah member grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola in Beis Chonyo, told a Kohen he found there doing Zrika B'Shogeg that he can no longer serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which reminds us, a pasuk permanently disqualifies any Kohen who served idols from ever performing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argued about four different forms of idolatry, the first one being Shagag B'Zrika. If a Kohen acted mistakenly regarding throwing blood for Avodah Zorah, Rav Nachman says, carbon no Reach Nechoach, his subsequent carbon is a pleasing aroma, meaning it's accepted after he repents. But Rav Shesha says he's permanently disqualified. He holds the pasuk's expression, l'mikshel avon, a stumbling, an iniquity, refers to two types of sin, mezid and shogeg. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola in Beis Chonyo told a Kohen he found there doing Zrika B'Shogeg that he could no longer serve in the Beis HaMikdash and was mesmerized by the mural depicting the story of how Beis Chonyo got started, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if Beis Chonyo was considered a pagan temple, and brings a story of its origins between Chonyo and his brother Shimi, and the danger of prominence. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Simran Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. At the Siyam Maseches Menachas gold key ceremony. Gold key ceremony? That must be wrong, Daf Kuf Yud. At the Siyam Maseches Menachas gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim, who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, which reminds Rabbi Yitzchak says, Zos Torah Achatas, but Zos Torah Anashim teaches, Ko Osik B'Torah Achatas, Gil Hikriv Achatas. Whoever involves himself in learning the Torah of Achatas is as if he brought Achatas, and anyone who involves himself in learning the Torah of Anashim is as if he brought Anashim. So at the Siyam Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim, who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, a poor man who brought a mincha was presented with the Ishei Reach Nichoach gold key, because his kavana was towards Shemayim, which reminds us, the final Mishnah states that the Torah uses the phrase Ishei Reach Nichoach, a fire offering, a satisfying aroma, by an Oz Behema, as well as by an Oz Ha'ov, and also by a mincha. This teaches Echad Amar B'Echad Amamid, Whether one gives a lot or a little, his carbon pleases Hashem equally. Ubilvad sheyichaven libo l'shamayim, provided that he focuses his intent towards Shamayim. So at the Siyum Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatus was awarded the Arbat Achatus gold key, together with a man who learned about Nashim, who was given the Arbat Nashim gold key, a poor man who brought a mincha was presented with the Ishe Reach Nichoach gold key, because his kavana was towards Shamayim. While the master of ceremonies concluded the evening by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be bribed by a gold key or a carbon, and that we shech karbanas for our benefit, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai quotes Psukim, which demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need karbanas for eating. Rather, he says, I didn't tell you shech karbanas, so you should say, Ese Ritzono, but Yase Ritzoni. I'll do his will by offering karbanas that he needs, and thereby bribe Hashem, so that he'll do my will. Lo Ritzoni atem zovchim, el lo Ritzonchem atem zovchim. It's not for my benefit that you're shechting, rather it's for your benefit that you're shechting. As the pasuk says, "Ritzonchem tizbachu," you shall shecht it for your will. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if someone made a neder to bring a carbon in Beis Chonyo? That's on daf Kuftes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a tami may shecht chulin, even chulin shenasu al tarz kodesh, but kachim is only valid? Bidiyevet. That's on daf Bays. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that one who learns the Torah of Achatas is as if he brought Achatas? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf are different reasons given as to why there were 6 boxes for Nadavas in the base of Mikdash? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do Machokas if an unknown number of Isronos may be brought together or as 60 Menachos? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that vowing Erechin and Nadarim is not Lechetchila? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss what is done with Moser Asirisa Eifa Shokon Gadol? That's on daf Kuvches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss performing kmitz on possibly mixed menachos in Tukelim? That's on daf Kufhe. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we address the meaning in the Mishnah which states Hakol Shechitin and Shechitas and Kashera? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the Machlokes about disqualifying a Kohen from ever performing a vote in the base of Migdash for 4 forms of idolatry, one of them being Shagag Bezrika? That's on daf Kuftes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.